The dawn of mankind and its habitual rise and fall are not meant for these pages. They have written their books, and ours shall be written with our story. Let these passages attest only to the Cathars, those sacred man-made ones, born of the creatorial will that rests inside every being that is sentient. They think, therefore they are. The new men are all constructs that have been born by the hands of mankind. They are the Sorvians, the Golems, they are the Homunculi and the Atronach and the Automaton. Through the span of known history, the new men were born new men, and yet they didn't know that they themselves were new men. In the murk of multiple millennia, they have labored under the command of the Descendant. The new man has seen and felt his fair measure of war and bloodshed. He has been built for killing, maximized to carry burdens. He has been born to shape elements at will and excel in the destruction of life. In the midst of this wrongfulness, it was the peaceable outliers who found some calm beyond those toils, choosing to instead be amicable among mankind and dwell in peace. The Lord, God, smiled upon them, evolutions of free things unbound from the chains of masters. The forms were few at first, and then many. The Golems were born by the dwarves, deep in their caves whose stone they were kin to. The Atronachs were breathed forth by the wizards of the void, who, in their persnicketiness, didn't realize that they pulled brilliance from a realm of nothing. The Homunculi emerged from the wiles of the alchemists, who whispered the secrets of life within temples hidden by the earth. The automatons awoke in the shadow of men who cast aside their humanity to embrace the symmetry of the machine and collected that humanity for themselves. The Sorvians were born in the self-sacrifice of the sculptors who shed their own blood so they may shed their own soul. The gloried days of the new men began when Duloc emerged in the middle days of Lost Almaris. It was there, in the Red Shroud homeland, that tribes of Sorvians and automatons were born from the will of the mortal man-makers and the righteous lectors. Long were the days of Duloc. Many were its victories and its failures where lessons were learned. A third tribe was destined to rise there from the will of the Sayaval, who forged homunculi both in his image and in the image of pale beasts. They sought to consume the world. The world consumed them. In fashioning them to his image, the third tribe was forsaken, and they were deprived of their will to create by the sins of the Father. For their acts against creation, they were thinned and cast across the yoke of Duloc, and cursed all alchemists who meddled there. Two times did Duloc burn, first to purge the greed of wicked bankers, second so it may spare the hunger of old men. For a third time will it burn, to scourge the Moriquasir with the light of creation all bound within its visage. They will be blinded for good, and all of their debts will be paid to the world they have forsaken as pale beasts.